Welcome to Home Space and Reason, a podcast about creating a home that thrives.
Hi there, I'm Christina Browning, your host. If you know your home could be so much more than it is, I discuss home functionality, aesthetics, and automation. I'm a realtor in Portland, Oregon, and a home functionality coach. I geek out on every subject imaginable regarding your home and yard, challenging you to think of your space differently to get the most out of every square foot. I pose questions for you to think through about your space and your reason. This podcast is all positive, offering you virtual fist bumps and celebrating every win. Remember, there's no such thing as perfect, but you can still do your best every day. Join me on social media by searching for the handle Space and Reason. In this episode, let's discuss connection within your home. Let's talk about hosting small gatherings with 6 to 8 guests, because it can bring both the ambiance of a gathering with the intimacy of conversations, because it's still small enough that everyone can participate around a table or an island or maybe a fire pit, that it feels easy. They can probably fit in most areas of your home unless you have a tiny home or maybe you're a city dweller. I'm all about keeping the head count low for the guests that you have for low-key gatherings. Let's face it, when you only have a handful of people coming and they know it's going to be low-key, you've got a lot to look forward to. Honestly, I think sometimes the main thing that holds people back from hosting gatherings like this is the creative mental energy it takes to think of them. So that's how this particular episode came to be. I know that you want to connect more, but maybe you don't have the mental bandwidth right now to pull it off. So I wanted to create an episode that you could refer back to and let me do some of that mental work for you. When you have an activity or a theme, you have a built-in thing to talk about already. This makes it more comfortable. This could be a dinner, a tasting party, some kind of competition, a movie to watch, a game to play, or maybe a book to talk about. Idea number one, have a taster party. If you're a person who loves trying new recipes and experimenting with different flavors, hosting a tasting party might be right up your alley. A tasting party is a great way to bring together friends and family to enjoy delicious recipes and share their opinions. This could be a situation where everyone brings their favorite themed dish and you taste your way through that theme. Like grown-up grilled cheese, for example. They come pre-assembled, and then you grill them at your home to see who has the best recipe. Provide some homemade tomato soup for dipping, and you've got yourself a low-key, fun event. Have everyone write down which one was their favorite to see who the winner is. I've even had a tasting party for hot drinks. It doesn't have to be food. Invite 6 to 8 people to bring their favorite drink recipe and its ingredients. It doesn't even have to be alcoholic, but how fun is it to sample new drinks? So fun. How about a cheese taster party? Yes, please. Hot sauce taster party with chicken breast bites in the air fryer. So easy. Whatever you dig, do a taster party in that spirit. A party doesn't always have to be a house full of people. This series of ideas is meant for between 6 and 8 guests, giving you another reason to connect in person. Idea number two, a fall soup party. Although it doesn't even have to be in fall, it could be in the winter too. As Emily Johnson says in her article in Epicurious titled, "You Should Throw a Fall Soup Party," it's more than just soup, more than fall, more than friends, more than the sum of its parts. A fall soup party is a vibe, an attitude, a lifestyle. Everyone brings a vegetable and chops and preps all together. The ingredients go into a pot that you enjoy together after the flavors have had time to marinate and cook. The whole point of it is that it isn't a dinner party. It is a great way to have an open house style party that feels festive, casual, and easy to pull off. This is not a sit-down dinner. Invite anywhere from 4 to 10 people or more if you know some might not show up. Throw some crusty pre-made bread in the oven to warm, and that's it, folks. When people ask what to bring, tell them a raw vegetable to chop at your house and something to pass for drinks. That's it. No fuss. Leave your apron on. Turn on Lo-Fi Radio by Pandora or Chill Out Radio by Pandora, both equally cool with a vibe to match the soup party. Don't want to chop and make soup? Then buy 3 different kinds of hearty soups from a great deli close by. Put them in stock pots to simmer on low for a soup buffet. When guests ask what they can bring, crackers to go with the soup. Skip the appetizers to keep it simple. That's the whole point of the soup party. You might even say sweats or flannels are encouraged. Idea number 3, have a s'mores party. The most unique combination based around the blaze of a fire pit. My all-time favorite s'mores was a result of COVID, actually. There were no graham crackers left in the whole store, so I tried a Franz, F-R-A-N-Z, brand molasses cookie in lieu of the crackers, and we never went back. They are so delightful that you don't even need the chocolate. With coats and boots and blankets, and the twinkle of the fire, this is a gathering that can easily become a tradition. It's as low fuss as they come, and it's a hit for grown-ups and kids alike. Invite however many people can comfortably fit around your fire pit. Idea number 4, host a sparkle party. It's more about the clothing than food in this case, and this may appeal to the Broadway type crowd that enjoys a good musical and would give any excuse to throw on some sequins. Charades, remember that game? It's hilarious. So is Pictionary. Either one of those would absolutely do. These are vintage royalty games, and they fit right in with this crowd. They're not afraid to be up in front of others dressed in their most sparkly shirt. Champagne and sparkling water are on your menu because hello theme opportunity. When your guests ask what can they bring, just tell them something to nibble on. Buy a platter of fresh berries or fruits for the center of the counter and let everyone else bring what they may. Remember, this is about gathering and enjoying each other in your space and not who can be the hostess with the mostest. Idea number 5, a chili cook-off. This is possible because most people can cook it and bring it in a crock pot, making the logistics so easy. Another 6 to 8 person party that requires very little effort but more than enough food. Maybe some cornbread and throw out a fixin's platter of shredded cheese, sour cream, and chopped scallions, and you've done all you need to do. This can be especially fun for neighbors, and it's a good fit for like a Super Bowl football party or a World Cup party, maybe. Idea 6, host a dinner where everyone brings one of the components to create a spread like a taco bar. This is fun on the obvious days like Cinco de Mayo, or actually any day that you'd like to make more festive and fun, or Tuesday for Taco Tuesdays, that's always a hit. If you enjoy baked potatoes, a baked potato bar is another idea that isn't fussy but seems ideal for colder months. This can work for book club too. Each person brings a component, making it less of a fuss for the host. And lastly, idea number 7, get in the car and go see stuff kind of party. My good friend decided to leave her day job and pursue art full time. I hosted a launch party for her and her two closest people. Together with her and I, that made a total of 4 people. So renting a town car for the evening was a fun and easy idea for all of us to get out and go to First Friday art walks, and they occur all over town. Art galleries are open, and some places have hors d'oeuvres, and others even have DJs. The most work involved creating the route, so we weren't backtracking, and I wasn't thinking all evening. I created a route ahead of time using Google Maps, printed it, and communicated the plan with the driver well in advance so I could relax and enjoy the evening too. The guests did not even know what was in store. I just told them that we might walk the neighborhood, so wear some comfortable shoes and bring a coat. I created a little itinerary that I gave to each one of them so they could read about each artist on the way to the next stop. It was so much fun. I packed light finger food dinners into my son's Bentgo boxes so we could eat along the way. I bought some lovely sparkling infused waters that are non-alcoholic by Lagunitas called Hoppy Refresher. Each stop was made less stressful because we didn't have to find parking or think about traffic. Another take on this around the holidays: rent a town car and take your closest people out and about to see holiday lights. Who do you know that might enjoy an intellectual and positive podcast all about homes and connecting with each other? Help me spread the word, would ya? What are you grateful for today? I am grateful that I live in a neighborhood that is especially into decorating for the different holidays. We've lived here long enough now that a good portion of our larger neighborhood has changed hands at least once, and we feel fortunate enough to enjoy neighbors who are, let's just say, very enthusiastic decorators when it comes to Halloween and winter holidays. It makes it so much fun to walk the neighborhood and get some fresh air later in the evening. I'm grateful for hot spice cider and so many other spritzers that are available out there nowadays. One thing you can do today is leave a voice text on a friend's phone just to tell them you were thinking of them and wanted to let them know. If you'd like more of this kind of content, you can subscribe to Little Bits, my weekly newsletter about home functionality, with a short video and a thought for you to think through about your space and your reason. Expect short but close inspections of home details. As usual, I post questions for you to think through about your space and your reason. You can find the link in the podcast notes. Thanks for spending your valuable time with me here today. I wish you the best, and I hope to see you back here next time.